Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 13 minutes to 6. This is The Overdrive. I am Simon Anstey, and I'm absolutely over the moon and so excited to chat to my next guest. She's Dr. Mpho Paletse. She's the newly elected mayor of Johannesburg. What an honor, Doc, it is to have you talk to us here on Chai FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start at the very beginning. Who is Dr. Mpho Paletse?
Well, I grew up in Mabopane, which is in the northwest. Oh, no, it's actually in Gauteng. It used to be Botswana when I was growing up.
Okay.
I came to Johannesburg to study. I'm a medical doctor. I came here to specialize in public health medicine in 2011. Ended up settling in the city. I worked in Alex's office specializing. Got very concerned about the living conditions of the people of Alexandra. Decided to get involved in politics to try and be part of the solution. I then became a counselor in 2016, became an MMC, immediately served in the portfolio for health and social development for 3 years under former Mayor Herman Mashaba until he resigned in 2019. I've been a PR counselor since then, and I'm now the executive mayor-elect.
And when you put your hand up for this job, which I think many of us are thinking you must be out of your mind wanting to do a job like this, did you think you were going to get it?
Well, I thought there was a good chance, yes. I have the competency, the experience, the qualifications, and I have the passion. I love humanity. I love serving humanity. And I've been in the environment as well. I mean, the last 5 years I've been in council in different roles. I've learned a lot and I've done a lot of good things. So I think I had a good chance here.
What worries me, and I think many of us are standing behind you, wanting you to succeed in a major way, but what's worrying many of us is we're not 100% sure whether South Africa is mature enough to handle coalition politics. And what worries me is that so many people have an interest in seeing you fail.
Well, you know, fortunately, I've got a strategy, and, you know, I also have competencies to deal with complex situations. I've done corporate coaching and I've done diversity management. And I understand what needs to happen to manage a diverse, possibly coalition government. And so, yes, I'm not too worried, and I understand the concerns from other people. But I've been in the environment for 5 years. I've worked with many political parties in council. As an MMC, I've seen how possible it is to collaborate even beyond your own political party, even beyond your coalition partners. So I know what's possible. But also, many mistakes happened in the last 5 years, which have become learning for us now. I don't believe that we'll make the same mistakes. I think we know exactly what needs to happen to make this difference.
So that's something that I was also wondering, to what extent politicians, and I mean all of you, nobody in particular, have you really internalized the message from the electorate saying, we're tired of this, we don't want any more of the same that has got us nowhere. Stop with the party politics, fix the water, fix the electricity, fix the things that affect our daily lives. Do you think that's been internalized by others?
Well, the message is loud and clear. I think the election results volumes, the fact that no single party got an outright majority, the fact that we're now being forced by the electorate to work together says a lot, you know. And if we cannot be pushing party politics, we don't have a majority in council. The only focus is service delivery is what's best for residents, and we can only do it together, because without each other we cannot form a government.
Yeah, I hear you, and I hope you are right. However, I've seen certain municipalities, notably those in the Eastern Cape, that just failed. They just stopped delivering, and there was no accountability. It seems to me that one doesn't have to deliver.
Well, I mean, failing for me is not an option. You know, if you look at my track record as an MEP for health, you will get a sense of my work ethic and my drive, my passion. And so I don't have that as an option if I'm determined to succeed. And I will make sure that we succeed. I've already started hitting the ground running, even though I don't have a team yet. We're still negotiating with other parties to see if we can put together a stable and competent coalition government. But no, I don't agree that failure is an option, and I don't agree that there won't be accountability. We've been in government before and there was accountability. In fact, we even set up a forensic investigation services unit to make sure that there is accountability and that nothing goes unnoticed.
I want to get back to you, the person, because I'm thinking here is a woman, here is a mayor, here is a mother, so many demands made upon you. How on earth does one begin to balance those competing interests?
Well, it's all about balance, like you're saying, and it's all about having a support system in place. I've been an MNC. When I became MNC, my youngest child was a few days old. And I didn't take a day of maternity leave. I managed to balance being there for my baby, breastfeeding, and still delivering. In the first 100 days, I delivered the first extended hours clinic, which is a very complex project because you have to navigate a lot of systems issues of the unions and the staff, and you even have to do some structural changes to the pilot staff. And all that happened in spite of me having given birth and being there for my baby at the same time. I think it's a good indication that you can balance these things out. And this, as the first female mayor of Johannesburg in the Democratic South Africa, I want to be an example to many mothers. They don't have to be limited by, you know, their womanhood or their motherhood. It's that it is possible to balance all things. And I hope that I will be a shining example of that.
I have got no doubt that you will be. I'm also wondering, when you walk into the first day of work, what are your first two priorities going to be?
Well, I went to the office yesterday already.
Okay.
The obvious first thing is to put together a government. So I spent my day yesterday in consultation with my political leadership on where we are now. We didn't expect that we'd find ourselves in this position. It happened unexpectedly. And we had to make some political decisions as to what we want to do with this. And that's where we agreed that in order to sell as council, we're going to have to reach out and find other parties to work with. So that was a big part of my work yesterday. But we're also now busy with the handover process. I met with the city manager yesterday. I've requested some handover reports. I've started getting some feedback. I will be getting more tomorrow. Just to get a sense of what's been happening in the administration, in the department, in the mayor's office, as well as in the entities. And hopefully by next week, I'll have a team of capable entities that we would have sworn in, and we can start looking at our strategy, our joint strategy, because I have my own plans with my party, but now we need to be accommodating of other players as well. So we'll be looking at that, and we'll communicate our 100-day plan as well and hit the ground running.
Dr. Mpopaletse, we are 100% behind you. We wish you every success in all it is that you do. We are going to hold you accountable. We do need to see some change. More of the same is not an option. But thank you so very much for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon. Really is appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity, and please do hold us accountable.
That was our new mayor of Johannesburg. It's interesting to me we're not using that old word, mayoress, and I suppose why should we? Things move on, do they not?